You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Coastal Psychic Vibe Spiritual School with Kim Dunn.
Kim Dunn.
Search Coastal Psychic Vibe Spiritual School on Facebook.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Coastal Psychic Vibe Spiritual School
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hey everyone, welcome to Coastal Psychic Vibe Spiritual School, Series 3, Episode 3. This week we are looking at past life reincarnation. Could your soul have been here before? Exploring past life connections, deja vu, and the wisdom we may carry forward. I'm your host, Kim Dunk, coming all the way from the beautiful Summerlane Point, New South Wales, Australia. So if you've travelled somewhere for the very first time, yet something about it felt strangely familiar. Have you ever met someone and immediately felt as though you had known them before? And perhaps you've experienced deja vu, say it so strongly that for a moment you've thought, I've been here before. Or maybe you've carried a fear, fascination, talent, or connection that you simply can't explain. And somewhere along your spiritual journey, you've wondered, could my soul have lived here before? For the last 2 weeks, we've explored soul contracts, soulmates, karmic relationships, twin flame beliefs. And today we're taking that conversation just a little bit further. And we're going to look at past lives. We're going to look at reincarnation. And beliefs about rebirth and reincarnation have existed from different forms across cultures and religious traditions for thousands of years. And today I'm exploring the subject primarily through a modern spiritual lens. Reincarnation is a spiritual and physiological belief. I invite you to listen with curiosity rather than feeling that you have to accept every idea as truth. What is reincarnation? It is the simplest form, belief that physical death may not end the end of our journey here on Earth. In different traditions, ideas about what continues and how rebirth occurs varies greatly. In many modern spiritual beliefs, people speak about the soul experiencing more than one earthly timeline. And that naturally raises a fascinating question. If I've lived here before, why don't most of us remember? One spiritual possibility is that perhaps we aren't supposed to remember anything. Imagine trying to live this life while consciously carrying every relationship, heartbreak, death, mistake, and difficult experience from previous lives. Perhaps forgetting allows us to be fully present in this lifetime. Within past life beliefs, people sometimes connect unexplained experiences with previous incarnations. Powerful attraction to a particular country or a period, an unexplained fear. The occurring dreams, strong deja vu, unusual sense of familiarity with a stranger, a natural talent that seems to come easy, or an emotional response to a place they've never visited before. I remember when I visited Greece, the Acropolis in Athens back in 2018, and tears were rolling down my cheeks. And my daughter said, "Mom, stop crying." Our guide from the tour had overheard me and said, "Are your tears warm or cold?" So I felt them and they were warm. The guide said, "You've been here before. That's your soul crying." And of course I cried even more. And I experienced this numerous occasions, but mostly in Rome. These experiences can be fascinating, but I think discernment matters. Not every past life is a past life wound. Not every dream is a past life memory. Not every familiar stranger is somebody you knew in another lifetime. Human memory, imagination, psychology can all shape these experiences. Spiritual curiosity doesn't require us to turn everything into a sign. Now, let's look at past life relationships. And this connects beautifully with what we've discussed in weeks 1 and 2. Some people, myself included, believe souls may enter one another over multiple lifetimes. Belief is sometimes used to explain why certain relationships feel immediately familiar or unusually significant. It also connects us with the idea of the soul groups returning together while taking different roles. Within this belief, someone imagined as a parent in one lifetime might come back and be a friend, sibling, partner, or teacher in another lifetime. The role changes while perhaps the connection or learning continues. But even if you believe you've known someone in another lifetime, that doesn't give them ownership over your present one. A past life story should never become a reason to abandon boundaries, safety, or free will today. Past life also connect with subjects very close to my own spiritual work, Akashic records. And Akashic records are described as an energetic or spiritual record of the soul's journey. People may approach Akashic reading hoping to understand experiences, relationships, or themes that seem relevant in their present life. For me, the most useful question isn't necessarily, who exactly was I? A deeper question can be, is there something from the story of my soul that can help me understand my life now? And in my experience, Akashic records do provide that. Past lives should not become an escape from this life, though. Past lives can be fascinating, but it can be exciting to wonder who we might have been, where we might have lived, or what experiences our souls might have known. But spiritually can be unhelpful if we become so focused on who we were, we now forget to ask who we are now. You might imagine that you were a healer, or royalty, traveller, or someone who lived an extraordinary life. Or perhaps none of these things. We don't need a glamorous past life identity to make this life meaningful. The lifetime you actually have responsibility is on this life. This is where your choices, relationships, boundaries, healing, and actions are happening. I've been asked, you know, can something be healed? Can we heal something from the past life? And absolutely yes. Within spiritual practice, generational trauma, fears, emotional patterns, or reoccurring relationship themes have roots in another lifetime. Just remember, you don't have to prove where a wound came from before you can work with it if it's happening now. If a pattern is present now, we can begin changing it now. Fear relationship affecting us now can create boundaries now. If an old story, literal or symbolic, helps us understand ourselves more compassionately, it definitely may be useful. But the goal is not to become trapped in another story. The goal is about to become freer in this one. And deja vu can be one of those experiences that stops us in our tracks. Room, a street, conversation, or a moment that feels familiar, even though we might not have experienced it in exactly the way before. Some people interpret deja vu spiritually as a glimpse of another life or a sign of alignment. Others understand it through neurological or memory processes. We don't have to force one explanation. Dreams can be similar. A vivid dream set in another era may feel profoundly real, but rather than immediately declaring it a past life memory, can ask what the dream evokes. Maybe we've lived hundreds or even thousands of lifetimes. Maybe this is our first. Maybe one day we'll understand exactly what happens to the soul between one lifetime and another. But I don't believe we need to necessarily answer in order to live spiritually. Because whether your soul is ancient or brand new, you are here now. This is a life in your hands. This is the chapter where you get to choose. This is where you get to love, heal, grow, forgive, create, and experience. And perhaps remembering who you were is far less important than remembering who you are. May you honour the mystery of where your soul may have travelled. May you remain curious without needing every mystery solved. May you release whatever no longer serves you, whether it was yesterday, in your childhood, or somewhere beyond your remembering. May you carry forward the wisdom and leave behind the weight. And above all, may you be fully present for this beautiful lifetime that is yours to live. Until next time, trust your intuition. This and a whole lot more is available in my 12-week Awaken Anchor program. And for more information, please go to my website, www.crystalpsychicvibes.com, or my Facebook page is crystalpsychicvibes.com.au. Okay, let's have a look. Who have we got on here? We got Chris.
Yes.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey, good. Are you just after a general read tonight?
Yeah, that would be wonderful.
Awesome. If you've got a question, please, feel free to ask a question. But well, let's see what the cards want to tell you. I feel you're a bit quite spiritual okay. yourself.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see what we've got here for you. Okay, the first card that's popped out is the ego card. It's just saying unhealthy habits. So I'm sure you know what they are. I'm not sure if you're working on fixing that or not, but your spirit team have picked up on that. Yeah, and who hasn't got unhealthy habits, right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, but that relates to you. You understand what they're telling you?
I think so.
Yeah. Okay, great. All right, beautiful. Okay, we've got the strength card that's popped out for you. Let me just check your message. Won't be a moment. Okay, I'm just going to refer to my booklet. Won't be a moment. Okay, this message from the strength is saying believing in yourself. So I'm not sure if that's something you need to be doing. Because the next card that popped out was the magician. Magician card is magic is alive in your life. What you need to be a success will manifest. If you believe it, you can do it.
Okay.
So and you know, we are the creators of our reality. So it's about your mind. And your focus on what you're focusing on, because whatever that is, you're producing and you're in your reality. So I feel like your spirit team want you to just be careful of what you're saying to yourself and projecting out into the world, because that's producing your reality. So make sure that you're positive and high vibrational, because I feel like you are quite a powerful manifester.
Yeah.
Great. You feel like your mindset could be a little off at the moment?
There's just a lot going on, and I'm trying to work on manifesting, I guess, several things, and a lot of people are involved.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, I think they just want you to keep that mindset positive and strong. Because, as the next card's the magician, it's what you need to be a success will manifest, okay? You've just got to keep believing with yourself and keeping your mindset nice and positive. Are you meditating at the moment?
Oh, I do. I do a lot.
Good, 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 good. Excellent. I feel like that will definitely help. Okay, let's have a look at your next card. Wait a moment. Okay, Okay. It's just saying continue to move forward. Whatever you're doing is right. And they just want you to keep going forward with what you're doing.
Okay.
So don't feel like you're on the wrong path or anything. Everything, yeah, you're on the right path there. It's all going to come together.
As I say,
for you.
I keep marching is what I say. I always hear keep marching.
I love
just
that.
Keep marching.
Okay. And that's, continue to move forward. So, yeah, that's a bit like that song, The Ants Go Marching One by One.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I tell my family that. I'll send a text and I'll just say, keep marching. Don't look down. Just look up and keep marching.
Yep. Keep moving forward. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay. We've got the eight of here. I'm just checking your next message. Okay. So the next message is just coming out and saying, take responsibility for your life now. So I feel like that's just that keep moving forward. Like you're taking the responsibility, you're moving forward, and you're going to get there. It's going to work out for you.
I believe so.
Okay. The King of Air. Okay, the card is saying remain objective and fair-minded going forward.
Okay.
And it's also saying communicate clearly. I feel like there could be one person that's sort of in what you're trying to do. I feel like there could be one person who's just needs a little bit more convincing or something. But, yeah, with your communication, you'll get that through.
Okay.
Okay. What's a renewal card pop now? Let's have a look. Okay, the renewal cards are saying it's time to head in a new direction. Okay.
Good.
That's where you're going. And it's also saying clarity, if that helps as well, you're going to get that.
Good.
Yeah. But it's also saying in your heart, you know what to do.
Yeah.
And we've just pulled the beautiful star. The stars come out. Have faith, the future is bright. Dreams come true. Positive changes that bring an end to challenging times. The light at the end of the tunnel. Beautiful.
Good.
All right. Let's see if we can. I feel like that's a really beautiful card to finish on, but I feel like we've got one more before we finish up.
Okay.
Oh, there she is. Okay. Page of Fire. Okay, it's saying optimistic. Okay, yeah, it's saying optimistic and do things that fuel your passions. So I'm not sure if that's something you're doing or that's something that you need to do once this is all settled down for you.
That's it. That is what I'm waiting for, to settle.
Yeah, no. And I feel that that is going to come to an end over the next probably, let's see what goes. I'm getting 4 to 6. Okay, this is all going to finish up. I'm getting this month. So we've got we just had the new moon yesterday or so. So we've only got another couple of weeks. So I feel like, it's coming to a close soon.
Excellent.
You have a lovely night. Thank you so much for calling in. good. And oh, you enjoy. You enjoy.
Thank you. Thank you. You gave me great news. I really appreciate the confirmation. Have a wonderful evening. Bless you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you calling in. We've got the beautiful Tammy on the line.
Hi, Tammy Ratley.
Hi, Tammy.
From Hammett, California.
How are you? Beautiful. You start a general reading tonight?
Yeah, hanging in there. Been a tough year, but hanging in there. Just trying to find out whether or not I will meet my soulmate, and will my financial situation improve?
Okay. It's funny you should say that, because the King of Earth was the first one who popped out. And I feel like it's a bit of both. I feel like the first part is about the man that's coming in, because there's definitely someone coming in for you. Compassionate, accomplished, charismatic, and grounded. And then it goes on to say financial security and prosperity. Everything turning out beautifully.
Oh, good. I'm
the
glad.
Eight of Waters.
How long do you see before I meet this person?
Okay, just bear with me. It will. I've just grabbed another card out, so I'll just read that for you, and then we'll look at this person for you. Yes, because the Eight of Waters pops out. The need to move on, seeking more from life than what you're experiencing. A spiritual quest. Do you feel like you're on a spiritual quest yourself?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do.
Excellent. Choosing to make big life changes and a change in priorities. Let's just see if we can get some more information about someone coming in for you. Oh. Just bear with me. Okay, what have we got? Yeah, here he is again. Loyal, dedicated, protective. Also saying that there's a guardian angel. Is your mum passed?
That's what? Is my mom passed?
Is your mom?
Yes, she passed.
Yeah.
My mom passed the day before my husband passed. I lost my mom and my husband within 24 hours.
Oh, my goodness.
My dog down 1 year and 1 month later. I had to put my pet Rottweiler that I had of 11 years, had to put her down for bone cancer. So I've had three life-altering situations in 3 years. It's just been a roller coaster, and I'm trying to hopefully my life will reestablish in a new journey with a new person in my life, because I was with my husband for over 33 years, and to try to have at age 62 to try to reestablish is it's difficult for me, because I didn't think that would ever happen, and it did.
Absolutely. That's huge. Wow.
Yes.
Okay, so I really
that's
feel
what
like
looking
it's
forward
mum.
To.
Yeah, your mum's all around you. And I feel like she's the one that's going to bring this guy in for you.
Okay.
Yeah, she's the card, the Queen of Fire. This is you. Do you own a cat?
My daughter has a cat, but I don't have a cat.
Okay, there's a cat on the card. there's nothing you cannot do. Believe in yourself. Never underestimate your ability to make your dreams come true.
Thanks. Well, I've been saying my prayers and asking God to lead me in the right journey so I could meet another person again, another life partner again.
Perfect.
And I just want my financial situation to improve. That's what I'm looking forward to. All that hopefully will be positive.
Okay. The Five of Fire come out, and the message is very ambitious people. I'm not picking up that that's you, though. I feel like there's something coming in for your finances that's going to give you I can't quite put my finger on what it is. Very ambitious people. The Nine of Air. Yeah, saying you've had a lot of sleepless nights.
Yeah.
A lot of sleepless nights.
Yeah. I was well, my sleeping's getting better, but it was really bad before. Yes.
Yeah. Okay, release. Endings that lead to new beginnings. Spiritual transformation. Excellent.
Do you know when that, when my spiritual transformation will happen?
Well, I don't feel like it's ever going to finish, you know what I mean? But I feel like you're in the final stages of it, at least.
Okay.
Okay, because the magicians come out. The magician, magic is alive in your life. What you need to be a success will manifest. If you believe it, you can do it.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right, there's just a message in the book that I want to read to you. Won't be safe. Okay, this is about the power of the law of attraction. You've heard of the law of attraction?
I've heard something like that, but I don't know exactly.
It's focusing on what you want, using your mind to bring in what you want.
Manifest it, yes. Yeah. I have been trying to do that. Yes,
yeah,
I have.
Manifest.
In my thought process,
perfect.
Telling
so
the universe, yes, I have been doing that.
Excellent. Making your dreams come true, visualizing what you want to create, taking charge of your life, which I feel like you're doing. What have we got? Just going to see if I can bring one, and then we'll see if we can find out when this guy is coming in for you. But I feel like there's an opportunity for money, but there's something involving some people. All right. Yeah, a windfall of abundance, good fortune, an exciting career opportunity, a lucrative contract. Okay. And it's a magical opportunity, it's saying. There's something coming through. It's just going to bring the money for you.
Okay, good.
Okay. Tammy, when is Tammy going to meet this guy? Is it going to be before Christmas? I'm getting a yes. Is it October? Getting even at the end of this month. I feel like this is going to come in quite quick for you. Yeah, so we've only got a couple of weeks left, so I'm feeling over the next couple of weeks, maybe even into the first part of October. But yeah, this is good for you. He's going to be perfect for you. He's going to be really good for you. The companionship, I feel. And I feel like he's going to be quite spiritual too. I feel like you're going to have quite a lot in common, and I feel like there could be a beautiful intellectual compatibility, if that makes sense. So let me just see if I can pull one last card for you. Oh no, we're nearly running out of time. Oh, the Star. Have faith, the future is bright, dreams come true. Positive changes that bring an end to challenging times, the light at the end of the tunnel. We can't ask for better than that. That is beautiful. Thank you so much for calling in tonight. Have a beautiful future. It's looking really great for
you. Thank you, Kim.
Oh, you're so welcome. All the best.